You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's just past 10:41 here on this Thursday, July 27th, which means it's time for Valley Talk. I'm Cameron Herron, and I'm joined by a couple of very special guests. I've got Don Rascott and Don Brousseau. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Cameron.
Well, thank you.
And, well...
Thank you. Did you hear that, Cameron? That's all we got from Dawn as a thank you?
I don't know. I guess I think she's new on here, but you know, that's totally okay. We're always glad to have new people on Valley Talk, and of course, we're going to be talking about the big event that's coming up, Night to Unite. Go ahead and take it away, Dawn.
Well, here we are again talking about the 40th annual Night to Unite celebration, where communities and law enforcement come together and take a bite out of crime. I know that's kind of a cliche, but it's true. That's what happens. And I really, really want our citizens to know about this year's 20th annual Night to Unite celebration. Cameron, do you know that nationwide over 40 million people in 15,000 communities attend this event every year?
That's a lot.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible. And this year, our Night to Unite event will be on Tuesday, August 1st, 2023. I just want everybody to know this Tuesday, August 1st, 2023. And as you probably already know, our permanent venue location is in the UMC Promenade, or the mall area, next to the gazebo. It is really a beautiful setting.
For sure. Yeah, I was there last year, and it looked awesome.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Cameron, you may have noticed we do have a new face here today because you introduced her, but I have Dawn Brousseau. She's one of our very valued Night to Unite committee members, and you have no idea how much begging and pleading I had to do to get her on. So Dawn told me that she was shy and not a radio person. I told her, hey, you got a great, you know, radio face. So I'm sure you might have some words of wisdom for her on this.
That was kind of a backhanded compliment, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, Dawn, so what are you doing with the Night to Unite?
I'm on the committee.
And you're on the committee.
Yep.
And what type of duties does that
entail? Well, we'll be running the watermelon contest and the dunk tank, shooting out T-shirts from the gun.
A lot of planning. There's a lot of planning involved, too. You know, I don't think we're having a lot of success here, Cameron. She's not even blushing, and that was kind of my goal. But at any rate, Dawn, thank you for coming, and thank you for being such a good sport here. Right, I had already warned you that we were going to tease you, and it just not having the effect I thought it would, so you're pretty solid on that. I know how passionate you are about this. Could you please tell the citizens and listeners a little bit about our 2023 Night to Unite event?
I sure can, Dawn. But first, we really need to recognize our local businesses as a whole, just so I don't miss anyone, who every year, without hesitation, donate thousands of dollars to make this event so successful. I also want to thank the private citizens who have so generously donated money, gift cards, and prizes to this worthy event. Their donations are way up from last year, and as usual, Walmart has again stepped up for the majority of the financial funding for this event. The new general manager, Jeff, has carried the financial torch for us, just as the former manager, Dave, had in the past years. This in addition to our partner, UMC, who generously has given their property, maintenance workers, and other employees like Nell DeBoer and Michelle Christofferson to make this such a successful event through partnership with them.
That's a great point, Dawn. And I'd just like to say that both Nell and Michelle are also, Cameron, they're Night to Unite committee members as well. Meaning they've spent a lot of their personal and private time planning for this months in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to interrupt, Dawn. Please tell the listening audience more.
Thanks, Dawn. Well, we couldn't do this event without the collaboration between the Police Department of Crookston and the UMC. In addition, clearly, there is a lot of planning, preparation, and personal sacrifice on everyone's part to make this event so successful. To get into the specifics of the event, let's start with the hours of excitement and nonstop action for the families who attend the event. First, the 10th annual Walt Keller Memorial Bingo Party kicks it off from 2:30 to 4 p.m. with lots of prizes and gift cards to be given away. Second, the main event in the mall, will begin at 4:30 sharp with the national anthem, and then I believe you will be making an introduction to the 2023 Night to Unite activities.
That's exactly right, Dawn. Great job.
Immediately after the introduction, Chief Selzler will introduce and recognize the recipients of the 2023 Night to Unite theme.
And I just might add that we have a little surprise for our citizens attending the opening ceremonies. A very, very interesting surprise that I think they need to be there for that. So make sure you out there listening that you are there right at 4:30 because there's a really cool thing happening right after the national anthem.
I have some ideas, but I won't speculate. I'll let the secret be safe and have people be surprised.
Thank you, Cameron. However, we do have one more secret. Dawn, shall we tell the citizens what our theme is this year, or shall we keep it a secret?
No, Dawn, we need to tell them now.
Well, okay.
We've been waiting too long. Last time you kept it a secret. It's time to let the cat out of the bag.
All right, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. Our theme this year is Crookston's Heroes Past and Present. Now, as you know, Don, our criteria was very simple. Our committee came up with about 20 names of community leaders in Crookston who have made a positive difference to our citizens in town. The hard part was we had about, as I said, 20 people. We had to boil that down to about 10 people. So our committee had to vote on that. And, of course, again, we had to determine who had made such a positive difference in their service. Sadly, some of our nominees have passed, but their families will proudly accept our commendation during the ceremony, and I'm really excited for that. The recipients will be seated in chairs of honor, which is right in the front of the stage, just prior to the ceremony. And then after the recognition ceremony, the festivities will begin. And at some time during the event, I'll have you know, we'll see the Border Patrol Interdiction Unit land their helicopters for our parents to get photos with their children. Dawn, I think I got a little winded here. Sorry about that.
That's okay, Dawn. I just want to let our community know that during the events, we will have many interesting demonstrations by the fire department and various law enforcement departments there, to include a canine bite demo. Our Taekwondo team will be returning for their high-impact demos as well. There will be many games to play with and against our community's police officers. The famous dunk tank will be going. I heard it will have some very interesting celebrity candidates taking the plunge.
I heard the same thing. Nell is going to surprise us with that.
Yep. There will be watermelon eating contest, golf ball drop, and many, many prizes given out throughout the entire event to include 32 brand new bicycle packages. Needless to say, there will be a lot of very happy people getting some very nice prizes.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, that all sounds great, but don't forget about the awesome food vendors there as well. We'll have the Knights of Columbus with their famous food truck, and, of course, you know what they're famous for, those walleye tenders.
Yeah.
The Shriners food truck, I'm sure they're going to have great food there. And we have a new food truck this year. It's Asian food. It's called Walk and Roll. And we've never had an Asian food truck before, and I think the public will love it.
You bet, Don. There will be a lot of super delicious food for everyone to enjoy. Hey, Don, for those who are not familiar with the event's locations, the bingo event will be in the Prairie Lounge or Student Center located next to the Student Union.
Oh, good job. Yeah.
The main festivities will be held in the UMC Mall and Gazebo area in the center of the campus. And the food vendors will be centered around the gazebo area with plenty of places to eat and sit.
You know, awesome job this morning, Don. You were all nervous about this, and you just kind of, I mean, you're natural at this. Cameron.
Reason through, yeah.
Cameron, do you have a job for this very, very talented person?
Well, unfortunately, I'd probably have to lose mine. So,
well,
you know.
Okay. We'll hold off on that for a little bit.
We'll see.
Yeah. Any rate, awesome job, Don. And you know, I just want to remind all of our parents and children that Tuesday, August 1st, 2023, Night to Unite, bingo goes from 2:30 to 4 p.m. And what we didn't mention is the Tri-Valley bus will provide free transportation to our seniors at about 2:15. They will go to the Villa and the Summit and the Golden Link, and they will pick up anyone that wishes to get a ride there and back. So for our seniors out there, and even not seniors, if you want to go to the Villa, the Summit, or the Golden Link, they will pick you up at about 2:10, 2:15 and bring you to the event and then bring you back from there.
Nice. That's a great thing.
Yeah. And then I do want to say, you know, we do have people that kind of wander in right after 4:30, and you're going to miss so much. If you aren't there in the park by 4:30 to see all of the action, which it's action-packed starting right at 4:30, please, if you're going to come down there, be there at 4:30 and see what we have set up for you. And I guarantee you it'll be solid action and events right up till about 7. And then remember that, you know, of course, all prizes winners must be present to win.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned be there at 4:30. Well, that actually, you know, because of traffic and stuff, you might actually want to get going at like 4:15, you know, like quarter after, well, 4:20, 4:25 to make sure you get there.
Cameron, you're so funny. This is Crookston. Traffic? Come on.
Well, believe me, there have been times where I'm like, oh, it should be an easy drive through downtown Crookston. Like, oh, I hit every red light or there's a detour. I don't know. Like, that, you know.
Just, yeah, no, I was teasing you. But yeah, we would like everybody down there by 4:15, mm-hmm. get some good places in front of the stage and you know, to honor our citizens that are in the chairs of honor for either themselves or accepting it for their family members.
So I was going to actually ask you, is can you reveal those people at this time, or do you kind of want to wait till the event?
I don't know, Dawn. I think we should wait. What do you think?
Going to wait?
We should wait.
No problem.
I think we're going
to
wait.
Well, that's just another reason to go to the event and see the
right.
Heroes past and present. Obviously, a lot of great people from Crookston going to get honored at this event, which is awesome.
That's right. And you know, again, Cameron, we keep saying it over and over, but it's worth repeating. We couldn't do this without the generosity of our local businesses here in town and local citizens. Our donations from local citizens who just called and said, hey, I want to donate to this, or have brought a check in to the police department to, you know, please give this to Don for a national light out. Been unbelievable, the people that have done that and the graciousness. So this couldn't happen without our local businesses and citizens stepping up and donating to this event. We give away thousands of dollars worth of prizes. Dawn and Connie Wilkins and Patty Dillable and Kathy LeJust, they all went shopping. What's more fun than four women shopping with three shopping carts to, you know, pick out prizes and stuff? So it's just kind of a neat deal. We give out thousands of dollars worth of prizes, and they are for adults all the way down to the children, just children.
And I was actually going to ask you, like, this event is definitely for all ages, correct?
All ages, all people. And, you know, even couples who don't have children, you know, bring your honey bunny with you. Come to the park and just enjoy it with great food, great music, great events, great demos. You know, we're bringing back our canine by popular demand. We're going to have a bite demo for our newest canine.
Yeah, we've been talking about him on the news a little bit.
Yeah. And what else? What am I missing here, Dawn?
I think you've covered a lot.
Yeah,
that's so a lot of good stuff. So is that all we've got for the community at this point in time?
Oh, Cameron, I could sit here for hours and talk about this. I
mean, for sure.
You open the door, I'll step in.
Yeah. If you want to mention anything else, go for it.
But no, I just want to recognize our community as a whole, how supportive they've been through the 20 years we've been doing this.
Wow.
I've been heading it up for 17 years, and I tell you, every year I'm amazed. And probably the single most important factor here is our committee. We have a committee that starts planning for this months in advance, and these are dedicated committee members. The last time we had our CareOx talk, we said all their names, and you will see them throughout the event. These are community leaders such as Dawn, who sacrifice their time with their family and their time at their work to put this together and then to run the event on the day of. So they'll be easily identifiable on the day of. Please, citizens, when you see a committee member, go up and thank them for their sacrifice.
And obviously the great work that they put in, the reason why it's gone on for 20 plus years is that every year everyone enjoys it and then they tell their friends and family about it.
Like 100%.
I had only gone to Night to Unite a couple times in the past few years, and it's like, it's because, you know, you get this good word of mouth that it's a great event, great mm-hmm. people, and now it's one of the events that kind of defines Crookston in the summer, I'd say.
I think it does, Cameron. That's a good point. But it gets bigger and better every year.
Yeah.
I mean, 32 brand new bicycle packages, and mm-hmm. I might add, that's from adult bikes down to children's bikes. So everybody is going to have a chance to win a bicycle.
Dang,
32 of them.
I could use a new bike, honestly.
There you go.
I haven't gotten a new bike since I was like 13. So,
so it's been 5 years?
Good one. Good one. More like 10 years. But
I have to hit you with at least one zinger during this program.
No, for sure. I understand. Definitely understand. But technically, you could say that as a compliment. You look younger than you
are. What did you call it? A backhanded?
Backhanded compliment.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, we didn't get too embarrassed on. I thought we would. And she did such a good job. I mean, she's a natural at it. So We did get our message out there quite clear, though.
I'll just put it out there that my intentions was not to embarrass Don.
Thank you, Cameron.
I'll just say that.
Cameron, I thought we were supposed to stay together on this.
I gotta make sure every guest on Valley Talk is comfortable, but it's still fun.
And from what I understand, you have my boss coming on tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Darren Selzer coming on to talk about the permit to carry class that's coming up. That should be very interesting, and I'll be excited to talk about him. I know we've talked to he's been on before with you, Don, to
yes,
talk
he
about
has. Yep.
certain stuff. So that should be very exciting. So in the last couple minutes, any closing remarks before we head on to our next segment?
We just want to say thank you to KROX for all the airtime you've mm-hmm. given us, and all the Chris was very, very generous in donating 5 of our major prize donations.
Wow.
So I just want to thank Chris Fee for his donations. I want to thank Chris Fee and you for the airtime that you mm-hmm. gave us. And citizens, please know that this is your time, our time, to mingle, gel, meet your policemen, learn their first names, see their families, compete against them in yard games. And it's just a time for the police and the citizens to realize how we can work together to accomplish our single goal of taking a bite out of crime in the community.
And I appreciate the thank you. And I guess I got to extend a thank you as well for coming on and talking about this great event. I'm actually, you're definitely hyping me up. I think you've convinced me that I have to be there at 4:30 to see what goes on. Cause I think the last year I got there at like, 6 and just had a quick meal and listen to some tunes or whatnot, and it was fun. But now,
I'm glad I was able to hype you up. It took me 2 days to get Dawn to agree to come on here. And I told her she had a great radio face.
Thank you very much, Dawn and Don. Which that I don't know if that was intentional there, Don nope. Rascott, Don Brousseau, to talk about Night to Unite, August 1st, 2023. Be there at 4:30. Because something crazy is going to happen.
Yep, we're having
that's going to be
a lot of fun
to see.
Very cool things going to be happening shortly after that.
Well, thank you very much, Don, for coming on Valley Talk.
Thanks, Cameron.
So that was your Valley Talk.